Come on.
Hey,
no,
just chill.
You're flooding it.
With every turn of the engine, my anxiety grew. It was already half an hour since we spotted the rowboat tied off at the mouth of a cave that was, until recently, sealed off and forgotten for nearly a century. Something in me knew Jasper Cook was in that cave. But with every minute we took, descending from the Landhorn, passing the landing where Minnie Wild was once held captive, traversing the deadly crossing back to the mainland, our chances of catching up to him were fading.
Fuck.
Dude, it's just a boat. We didn't even see anyone.
If Jasper Cook is in there, we have minutes.
Big if.
It takes 15 minutes to get into town, more to find Clem than 15 minutes back. Stop. This isn't Here, let me drive. Move.
Whispers, hey, I just want to take a second here before shit kicks off and say, wow, there are a lot more of you than there used to be. Your support, whether you've been checking up on me in the Discord or buying stuff from the website, has meant so much. Thank you. I owe you. So the three of us sped on towards town.
Wait. Pump the brakes.
What?
No, not literally, just... What's the plan here?
Clem goes in, we follow her.
And we're thinking she's just gonna be cool with that?
We can figure that out when we... Whoa. Ugh.
Shit.
Pull over.
No, not now.
We got out of the bug, which was stopped in the middle of South Loop Bridge, a narrow strip of road suspended 100 feet above the chasm that separated the North Island from the South.
Which tire is it?
I think they're all okay.
Yeah, huh. Looks fine, but...
But then, what was that?
There go the crows.
I'm Marlo Vern. This is What Happened in Skinner.
We're just gonna tell her we saw it from the Landhorn after we climbed the rock and broke into the lighthouse?
It's the truth.
What do you think she's gonna care about? A rowboat we saw or that? That's weird. Where the hell are they all going?
Is it normal for people to leave town like that?
No.
The fuck is going on?
As we came into town, the handful of fleeing cars grew to a steady stream. People were running up and down the sidewalks. And for the first time since I got here, the streets were filling with traffic.
This is bizarre.
What's that for?
Mig, get us out of this. Take harbor.
What the fuck?
Harbor is closed! Take Trinity to South Loop.
In front of us, a deep, sinister gash ran down the middle of Harbor Street.
Hey, what happened?
You didn't feel it? Earthquake, dude, go!
Tsunami evacuation in effect. Take South Loop Road to the assembly area at Ross and Diaz Farm.
Clem!
Vern? Go left, then take South Loop up the hill towards...
We found something!
What?
A boat!
What, in distress?
No! A rowboat by a cave!
What?
On the South Island, tied up at the mouth of a cave. It looks like somebody might be hiding
out... Vern, go! Trinity to South Loop now!
Harbor is closed! Go to the assembly area at Ross and Diaz Farm!
We waited up at the assembly area. I didn't really know what to expect. But the tsunami didn't come. And after an hour, we got the all clear.
Well, at least it wasn't the big one.
Greg, was there an earthquake around 1929 at all?
Not sure, actually. I mean, the landslide was a few years after.
So what? We just leave now?
Yep. Want to see if Papa's Pizza's back open?
We have to go to the cave.
You're not seriously suggesting we go Jasper Cook spelunking on our own, are you?
There's no one else to do it.
Okay, if Jasper Cook is out there, which, guys, big if.
Then we have to get in there, too. That, or what? This story ends with a Gladys Clementine press conference?
No comment. Any questions? Yes? So sorry to hear it, Nancy Drew.
There are definitely worse endings I can think of. Meg, come on, back me up.
He could have people trapped down there. Like in the 20s, sucking the life out of them or something.
What?
Isn't that what a conduit is?
Okay, well, A, no. And B, there's no way Jasper Cook is a Romana. I would know. Even if he was a convert, Rex or someone would know. And again, you can't just suck the life out of something that's not how conduits
work. Fine, but even without the life-sucking stuff, if he saw the live stream and got inspired, he could still be hurting them. Like an Eddie Seda thing. The Zodiac copycat killer?
Okay, less true crime, more pizza. Marlo, it's just a boat. Mig, you coming?
I think we should go down there.
Seriously?
I mean, there have been almost the same number of disappearances now. Okay, there's probably no one there, but if there is, and we could have done something, and we didn't...
Exactly.
You two are insane.
If you don't want to come, that's totally...
No, fine. I'm coming.
We're going to need backup.
How many rounds do you think you'll need?
Fine.
Just take the box. Try not to waste them, though. I'm not made of money.
Yep, got it. So sorry.
You know how to load a revolver, right?
Totally. I totally know how to load revolvers.
You know, sometimes I think you don't know what you're doing.
Story of my life. Don't worry. I won't do anything you wouldn't do.
That's not exactly what I'd call reassuring.
While I loaded up at the motel, Susan and Greg went to find Rex.
So just like that. No, I suppose I wouldn't call it an expected thing, but it's a little... Well, if I'm being honest, I call it disrespectful. You know I've done everything I could. One moment. Yes?
Rotemnus? It's Susan.
I'm so sorry, I have to go. Can I call you later?
Susan Wilde. What a rare treat. How are you?
Fine. I'm looking for Rex. We tried Island Light, but they said he might be up here.
I can't imagine why.
I thought you two might be getting ready for the alignment.
Oh?
He is the Magister of Skinner.
Well, as the Warden of Catalyst, the alignment is my purview. I was just talking to Deimos about... Well, I'm afraid, with the ferry situation so far out of our control... And some of the more unsavory information that your friend has been propagating, many are choosing to celebrate the event of the century elsewhere.
So maybe we'll just go see if Rex is around back?
No, wait, Susan, stay, chat. I know you've been going through a lot lately. If you ever want to talk about it to someone in the family...
Family?
Very distant.
Of course. The prominent families often favored unions amongst one another.
A long time ago. We're probably like seventh cousins. Anyways, we're just gonna...
I've actually been hoping to speak to you about a potential shift in our strategy vis-a-vis this podcast production. Perhaps your friend could step outside?
Sorry, we're really...
Oh, hey, it's the Whispers.
Hey, guys. I thought I saw your car.
No fearless host?
Maybe she has another nosebleed.
Ugh. What are you bringing them around here for?
Jen and Jason were helping me prep something.
Ah. Well.
Someone has to make things happen around here.
To the contrary, 71st just canceled for the alignment. So congratulations. Thanks to your little podcast, nothing is happening here.
Fine. Then I can get a more local celebration planned.
Yes, I'm sure that's exactly what we need. You heard the rumors when he was first appointed, didn't you? 3 years to learn how to channel anything?
For Tumnus. Sorry, but I need to talk with Rex. If you're not doing anything, maybe you could start organizing relief for downtown. I'm sure they could use it.
Well, I... Of course, as the warden...
Great.
Right.
That crack was pretty fucking sick.
Alignment's almost here.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is that dude's deal?
The Inherited love pretending they deserve to have the rest of us grovel.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite all the Inherited.
When they're actually just useless. You know who can't even get it together to sign the paper for a decrepit bowling alley, which, hey, win for Cielo.
You mean Ocean Lanes?
That's the one.
Wait, Cielo bought Ocean Lanes?
Yeah.
After Deimos bought the landslide, Cielo decided they wanted it.
Wait. Back up.
New York wanted to have their own little spa town next to Catalyst. Downtown is cheap.
Are you shitting me?
I was waiting for the right time to tell you, but look. Cielo is trying to stop it.
By buying land.
And doing something better with it.
What all have they bought?
No one told me about this.
Really?
Was there actually something urgent, Susan, or were you just trying to get Vertumnus to stop talking?
Yeah. We found the caves from 1929. The king tides uncovered them, and there's a boat there. Marla thinks maybe that's where Jasper Cook is hiding.
What?
What kind of boat?
It looked like a rowboat.
It's probably nothing, but what if it is people down there? Like the people who've gone missing?
Marlo and Mig think we're the ones to go on a rescue mission. So, you know, want to come, I guess?
Do we have a boat?
No.
Okay, then we're going to have to wait for low tide. But that's perfect, because we have to finish loading some things up.
Right, yeah. Lowest tide is in... Hour and a half?
Yeah. I'll meet you back here then.
Do you need any help?
No. We got it. But hey, thanks for backing me up.
Have fun. Don't drown.
Hey. Greg, I seriously didn't know about this buying up the buildings thing. I'm not involved with any of that kind of stuff at all.
Well, I guess that explains all those weird vacancies. Why Lori was saying he can't afford rent.
Well, maybe I could try to talk to someone. I don't know if my cousins in New York are involved, but, like, probably. Or even Philippa and Milton.
All that time when we were kids, talking about what we would do here if we could. I guess you could.
It's not that simple. Yeah, they don't want me to do all the stuff we wanted. They want me to kind of run Catalyst and be some kind of spiritual leader. A shining example to the coven. They think I can be my mom and dad.
Doesn't sound like the worst thing.
But I'm not. I'm just not. I wish I was.
I don't. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know they were great to me, but I liked the Mig who wanted to, you know, turn the cannery's old boathouse into a food bank. Not like turn downtown as some weird cult vacation spot.
I don't want that. And I'll see what I can do to stop it. I will. I just don't exactly know how.
So you're going in?
As soon as the tide's out.
Fuck yeah. I just wish I could get out there myself.
If you could wait tonight, I would literally fly to Eugene, rent a minivan, load it up with whispers, and be on the ferry to Skinner tomorrow.
Same. Obviously. We all would. She can't wait, though. They can't.
As I got back up to Catalyst, I figured I should hop on the Discord and let you all know where we were going. Just in case. Sorry about the audio quality. For a Vatican City in the making, Catalyst has terrible Wi-Fi.
Do you have guns?
I have a gun.
Fuck yeah.
What? Did you get Sadie's gun? Marlo.
I don't know if I like the idea of you going into a cave on an island that's seeing active seismic activity.
If it was seismic activity, not a amount of magic.
They're getting to you too now, huh?
You haven't felt aftershocks, right, Marlo?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay, so my first advice is don't mess with guns. My second is don't mess with guns, and my third is basically don't take the gun. But since you obviously will not listen to me...
If Cook's in there, and you need to disarm him, grab his arm at the wrist. Spin the gun away from you. Make sure he can't get a good shot off at anyone else in there. You've totally got this.
That's terrible advice.
Aw, guys, look at Kelvin. He's all...
Kelvin? You okay?
Yeah, just, spent a lot of my life dicking around on the internet, looking for shit like this. Impossible buildings, shadowy religious sects, bad men who need to be brought to justice. Lost a lot of friends along the way. This is a good day for me.
You think this is a good day? Hello?
Wait until I...
Hello?
Losing it.
Is anyone still...
I can hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Sean? I didn't even know you were on the call.
You do know that it's crazy, right?
Going to the cave?
All of it. Everything. How calm you sound hanging out outside your ex... cult compound while you wait for your Scooby gang to get together and go enact vigilante justice? I'm like this close to calling your mom.
Sean, don't call my mom. I know it's a lot, I know, and I'm not calm right now. Nothing in me is calm, but I'm... You know what this last year has been like for me, and you have to admit, this is a fucking good story. Sean? Are you still there?
He wasn't. I thought about calling him back, but instead I just sat there, dialing the number of Jim Roach's local contact again and again and again.
It's still there.
We stood on the bluff looking down at the shoreline. The tide was out just enough to reveal a thin strip of beach at the mouth of the main cave. Sitting there on the sand was the rowboat we'd seen from the Lanthorn. It was tied off with a rope that led into the cave. But from that distance, we couldn't see any more detail about the boat, or about what or who was waiting for us inside.
Okay, here we go.
Whoa! Holy shit! That is not what I thought you meant by backup.
Just seemed like a good call, just in case.
Jesus Christ, is that a 44 Magnum?
I guess.
You're really raising the stakes on the podcast front, huh?
Well, in for a penny. You guys ready?
Tide's gonna come in fast down there.
That's what you're worried about?
Just saying.
Whoa!
What?
Have you ever... You only point if you plan to shoot, and you only shoot if you plan to kill.
Rex, do you want to hold it?
Me?
You just seem like you know what you're doing. No offense, though.
I trust her.
Okay. Let's go.
We started down the hill towards the shoreline. As we got down to the beach, an old fragment of some sort of building separated us from the rowboat. There was no way to see around it, so we huddled along the decrepit wall, blind to whatever was on the other side.
So what, we just go?
Guys, this is really stupid.
Who goes first?
You're the one with a gun.
What if there's more than one person?
Marlo, you use the wall as cover and come around crouched. We'll be right behind you.
What good are we gonna do?
Shh. Okay, here I go. I think it's clear. Come on.
We left the cover of the wall. The rowboat was beached in sand 20 feet ahead of us. I stayed in front, my eyes trained on the spot where its rope led into the dark mouth of the cave. If someone was in there, I knew they could see us. But I wasn't sure I would see them. As we closed in, my eyes started to adjust.
Shit!
What?
I thought I... No, nothing. It's nothing.
Jesus Christ.
All right, give me that.
Fucking heart attack, man. Guys?
The closer we got to the rowboat, the more wrong it looked. The paint had almost entirely flaked away. The wood beneath it had weathered to a light gray, and the oarlocks were completely brown with rust.
Jesus. It looks 100 years old. Whoa.
And as Greg went to pull the rope, it fell apart right in his hand. This little boat had been there, untouched, for a very, very long time. I went down there certain that we'd find Jasper Cook. But he was nothing compared to what we found instead.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
We followed the decaying rope into the mouth of the cave. The entrance must have been 30 feet tall and at least as wide. I'd never seen anything like it.
Jesus.
Wow.
Dead men tell no tales.
Seriously?
Ow. Whoa, hold up. Look at this. Give me a light.
Rex pulled something out of the sand. A metal sign. It was so well preserved that we could perfectly make out the blocky old school letters. No patience beyond this point.
Wait, that piece of wall outside. Could this?
I think so.
The Minerva Wild Sanitarium.
It was in the landslide.
Good. I mean, if it had been finished, it's just sick to have so much money and power and do this with it, and then try to call it medicine.
Do we think this cave is where J.B. Wild kept the Winter of Terror victims chained up to?
I don't think so, based on the angles we could see in the reel, but it's hard to say.
Guys! Guys!
What?
Guys, come here! Lights! I need lights!
Greg, we found the sanitarium!
Come on!
Greg was further into the cave, where the ancient rope snaked into the darkness. As we ran to catch up, I could make out a huge, dark shape emerging from where Greg stood.
Look! Shine them here!
Oh my god, what is...
It was a massive, rounded hulk of scorched wood, at least 10 feet tall. But as Greg directed us around the side, the ash gave way to a beautiful white shape reflecting our lights.
Come to the bow, this way!
It was a yacht. It must have been 50 feet long, made of polished, stained wood with a white veneer. It was huge. But sleek. One of the most beautiful boats I've ever seen. And apart from its burnt, mangled stern, it was almost perfectly intact. Greg sprinted back and forth, and as he brought us around to light up the bow, we saw its nameplate.
There! Shot right there!
Skinner's Pride?
Greg sat down in the sand and stared up at the hole.
Dude.
I know. It looks just like the photos.
How would a boat this big wind up in here?
It's a yacht, not a boat. But I have no idea. The last time anyone saw it was 1933. This was Albert Skinner's yacht.
C's brother? Your, like, great-great-great-grandpa? When was the last...
Do you think I could... Can I touch it?
It's yours.
He stood up and reached out his hand, tentatively, like he was scared it'd disappear. Then he slowly paced around the wreck, tracing his fingers along the glistening white hull and across the stern, where it gave way to ash.
Whispers, I'm looking up at the actual yacht that inspired the legend of the burning boat. The one that was stolen by a ghost pirate, right?
Well, he wasn't a ghost when he stole it, but basically a pirate sold his soul to commandeer the most beautiful ship on the island. Devil tricked him. The second he succeeded, the devil set the ship on fire. So, he sped out of the harbor, trying to escape his fate, went out to the sea, and the last anyone saw was a fireball disappearing into the storm.
Greg said Skinner's Pride was actually stolen.
Yeah.
By who?
Guys, help me up! One, two, three! Okay, Meg, take my hand. And up! All right, Marlo?
You guys check that out. I'm gonna keep looking for sanitarium stuff.
On deck, the Skinner's pride was oddly pristine. The brass still looked polished. The wood glistened. Even the letters on the life preserver looked like they were painted yesterday. Greg took it in like he was having an out-of-body experience.
Are you freaking out?
I am freaking out.
Should we try to get inside?
Greg?
I'm ready. Shit, yeah. Here, let me... What?
We climbed down into the cabin. The back wall was charred, but everything else was immaculate. The ornate furniture, the whiskey glass sitting on the table, even the black coat draped over the seat by the wheel.
I can't believe it. It looks...
Hey, Greg, look. A Skinner newspaper from 1933 talking about the stock market crash. Here.
Oh, cool.
So, C made his brother sound like a nerdy bookkeeper guy. Not someone who'd get his prized possession stolen and set on fire.
Yeah, well, he started drinking after C died. And Skinners have a history of doing stupid things when drunk.
It's like he was the first domino to fall.
Oh, my God. This... Look! This is his coat! Look, see? Property of... Huh. The name says...
Douglas Florescue. That was the lighthouse keeper's name, right?
Could they have known each other?
I can't really imagine why.
Guys, look at this. Whoa! This has gotta be thousands. What if he robbed someone and stole the yacht?
What?
What else is in there?
Not a lot. A pair of pants. A few dresses.
Dresses?
Hey, look over here.
A map of Skinner?
Well, yeah, but it's got the majority of the Northwest, too. Look. And...
Oh. Drawn onto the map was a line connecting Skinner to the mainland. A circuitous route that traveled north up to BC. Underneath that was a note. Victoria Coven, August 5th, 7 p.m. The Empress. And the handwritten address of a film editing company in Vancouver. The last person on this yacht wasn't a ghost pirate. And it wasn't Mr. Wiki.
Minnie. It was Minnie.
Her route went north. But the Skinner's pride ended up down here.
She tries to flee Skinner, somehow gets Albert's boat, and the boat catches on fire as she leaves harbor. The boat catches on fire.
And if she lost power and drifted south, the storm could have totally swept Skinner's pride in here. Then the landslide must have sealed it in until the king tide reopened the cave. No pirate, no ghost.
No Minnie.
Huh?
She's not here. No body, no bones.
Maybe she abandoned ship.
Or got caught in the landslide and is buried out here somewhere.
I'll find the last of my strength. I'll bring down his monstrous edifice.
What?
This wasn't an accident. It was a battle.
You think JB tried to stop her?
He must have. He would have felt that she was gone, and he would have seen the yacht going out to sea. The yacht he knew Albert Skinner was going to give Minnie and C in 1929. He would have channeled against her using as much power as he could.
And what, brought flame down from the skies like the devil in the story?
Maybe, yeah. She couldn't save the boat, but she was focusing her energy elsewhere, on bringing down his sanitarium. And she did it. She conjured the landslide.
What's that?
It was over on the side table.
Sheet music?
Super weird sheet music.
It's...
What the hell was that?
Is everyone okay? Greg? Fucking hit the table, Greg. Are you okay?
Ish. It's gonna be a bruise, though.
Come on, here.
What was that?
Oh, no.
Another wave roared into the cave and crashed into the boat. It receded, just barely revealing the spit of rock we came in on.
We took too long.
What do we do?
Hold on.
Susan! Where are you going?
Just hold on. Okay, come on.
Wait, where's Rex?
I don't know.
Rex!
Guys!
He left us. Oh my God, he left us.
High on the rocks outside the mouth of the cave, Rex scrambled back towards us, but his path was blocked by another violent wave.
I was calling you! Get out of there now!
Can we?
If we're gonna try, we only have a few more minutes to do it. When this wave pulls back, we jump down and sprint for the entrance, yeah?
Okay.
Greg?
We have to, okay?
Take my hand. I won't let go. We got this, yeah? Okay, ready? Ready?
Here's your shot!
Now!
Greg, come on! Greg!
I can't!
Dude, you have to!
Look at me! Yes, you can! Jump down, we'll sprint all the way out!
Meg.
Another one!
Shh. Get back on the boat! Climb!
Come on! Sorry!
No, hey, it's okay! We'll find another way out, okay?
And then he disappeared.
So, try going farther in?
Let's do it.
We got Greg off the Skinner's Pride and headed inward. The cave continued about another 50 feet, but it got narrower and narrower until we hit a dead end. Our only way out was now under 5 feet of violent, freezing water. In the 2 minutes we took to find the back, the Skinner's Pride had already started to float. And every wave that came crashing in pushed it another foot or two deeper into the cave.
Greg, is there any chance it's seaworthy? If we could get back on it?
No. There's no way it has power.
But it floats at least.
That's not.
Get back!
The waves were already forcing us deeper into the narrowing cave. With each one, the Skinner's Pride lurched violently towards us before bottoming out again on the sand.
But if the boat floats...
Guys, high tide today is 12 feet. When we came in, it was -1. If we get on the yacht, the waves are just going to keep pushing it inward until it shatters against the rocks.
And if we stay here?
Same ending, but we're between the boat and the rocks.
We backed further in. But the floor of the cave was flat, and there was nowhere else to go. The water was almost to us, and the Skinner's Pride lurched closer and closer with every strike.
Look out!
Explain what happened next, but it stopped. The wave that seemed about to crush us against the wall of the cave just withered and died. It pulled back further and further. It kept receding, and suddenly the Skinner's Pride was beached again. The water kept pulling out, exposing the sand all the way out to the mouth of the cave.
Run!
What the hell was that?
Go! Climb!
And all at once, the water rushed back into the cave, flooding it completely and leaving us sitting there, dripping on the hillside above it, processing what we just saw.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
Greg, are you okay?
Oh, we just... You did... You moved...
You moved the water! Susan, holy shit! Holy shit! You moved the water!
I... did, yeah, I did.
Oh my god. That was... That's Oromana?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is! Woo! Greg, yeah, what do you think of that? Greg? Hey, hey! Are you hurt?
No.
If you're hurt, you're not allowed to do that civic thing.
I'm not.
Promise?
Yeah.
You guys, we're alive! And Susan's like a fucking Moses or something. Holy shit!
I mean... So, Gregory, turns out your best friend's not a lunatic after all?
Yeah. Nope.
I mean, kind of cool though, right?
Yep.
Just yep.
What do you want me to? Awesome. Yeah, you can move. You can fucking move water. Cool. You win.
But it's not about winning. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm great.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be a jerk about it. It's crazy for me too. You know, I've never done anything like that before. But anyways, it doesn't mean like. Just figure this out together, yeah?
I...
Dream team, right?
Can we leave?
Sure. But this isn't...
What?
I thought you'd be more...
I don't even know what I am, okay? Let's just go, please.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you heard we found the sanitarium down there, right?
I don't want this. I don't want this.
What?
Greg, what do you...
Just please fucking take me home.
Rex showed up with the Coast Guard 10 minutes later, but we were already gone. On the drive back, Greg made it very clear he didn't want to talk to us. I didn't really understand what was happening. Neither did Susan. After we dropped him off, he sent the group a text. Need a break. Sorry, guys. So Susan and I returned to the Wild House by ourselves.
So, you've got magic.
It's not magic.
It's not magic. I know. I'm just saying, you made a believer out of me. And Greg, too, by the looks of it.
I'm not really sure if he's okay. I mean, he wasn't hurt when we were running, right? I just hate when he shuts me out like this. It sucks.
He just needs time to process. We can check back in later. For now, though, can you tell me what exactly happened down there? What did it feel like when the water pulled back?
Marlo, not now.
Susan, this is what we've been waiting for. Definitive proof that Oromana is real.
It's not what I've been waiting for.
Maybe we could...
Listen, I need to go to bed. I'm exhausted. Can we not right now?
Susan went upstairs and, still fighting the weirdness of avoiding imminent death, I decided I should at least check out how the audio turned out. But I opened my laptop to an email with the subject line, "Warning." It was empty, except for a single attachment. Marlo.mp3. I'm going to play that for you right now.
Marlo Verne.
Hello.
Aramana.org is a countdown clock. January 18th, 2022.
Is doomsday.
Nobody on Skinner is safe.
You are
more and more in danger.
You are
more and more in danger.
You are
more and more in danger. Marlo Verne. Listen.
I'm Marlo Verne. This is what happened in Skinner.
What Happened in Skinner is produced by Mazama Entertainment and presented by Rusty Quill. Original music by Aureli Webb. And I'm your host, Marlo Verne.